We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out on a midweek Where Do You Hurt Wednesday. Shai Gilgeous had 31 last night in the Thunder. Beat the Nuggets in a good one at the Paycom at OKC, 112-105 to go up 3-2 in their Western semi. Oak City overcame a 44.15 rebound night from the Joker. The Thunder can clinch the series on Thursday night in the Mile High City at the Ball Arena. Gilgeous Alexander made 12 of 23 field goals and bounced back from a slow start to lead six players in double figures. Mark Dagno said, "What the great players do is they rise in the face of those challenges and adversities." And I just thought he got more and more composed as the game went on. And despite the fact that the pressure was mounting and it got hotter in there, he got cooler and just kind of settled into it, made the right plays, let the game tell him what to do. The Joker, meanwhile, made 17 of 25 shots. Murray had 28, but he made just 10 of 27 shots. No other Denver player scored more than 13. Adelman, their coach, said, "This is really a disappointing loss. The guys in there should be disappointed. It's a heavy loss. We have to bounce back quickly to win game six and give ourselves a chance to come back, have a game like this, but finish it." Oak City jumped out 12-2, but then Denver made, at the beginning, just one of their first nine shots. But they came back, they rallied and led by as many as 11 in the second quarter, but Oak City closed strong and trailed by two at the half. Joker had 19-9 at the half. Murray scored 13 in the third. Joker added 12 to help the Nuggets take an 86-78 lead into the fourth quarter. And Adelman said, "It felt like every time we had a chance to go back up 12 or get it back to 14, we couldn't make the shot and they'd run out and make a basket or score in transition." Lou Dort, who scored 3 points in the first three quarters, hit a trio of threes in a 2-minute span to cut Denver's lead at 92-90 midway through the fourth. Joker hit a deep fadeaway three to tie the game at 103 before Oak City closed it out. J. Will had a three-pointer with 1:18 left to give the Thunder 106-103 lead. And then Shai Gilgeous had a three with 48 seconds left to push the lead to six. Dagno said, "I thought we executed as well as we have in the playoffs down the stretch to close a game." So there you go. The Thunder get it done on their home floor and lead the series 3-2. How about the Pacers? Their 114-105 win over the Cavs in Game 5 at the Rocket in the Land last night was similar to the first two games of the series. Cleveland jumped out to a big lead, but Indiana's tempo eventually took a toll on them. Carlisle, their coach, said, "I have to give our guys credit. They earned this. This was one of the best teams in the league. I'm sorry their season had to end like this. They had a perfect season, and we came along, and we're hot at the right time." Halliburton had a 31-burger. Siakam had a 21-piece as the Pacers reached the conference finals for the second straight year, and that's the first time they've done that since 2013 and 2014. Spida, who missed the second half of Sunday's game with that bad left ankle, led Cleveland with 35. I said last night on Coast to Coast he'd have between 28 and 35. Evan Mobley added 24 and 11 boards with a double-double. The top-seeded Cavs swept their first-round series against Miami, but they didn't match up with the Pacers. Carlisle said, "We were not favored in one game. The lowest point spread was 5.5. That was something that fueled our guys as well. The Pacers are going to wait the winner of the Celtics-Knicks. We know what that's about. We'll talk about that in a minute." Indy rallied from 19 down in the first half, took control after the half, and won all three games at Cleveland's Rocket Arena. It's the first time since 05 first-round series against Boston that the Pacers won three road games in a playoff series. How about this? The Cavs dropped three home games in a postseason series for the first time. And the Pacers beat them five times in their building this year. Mitchell said, "I love playing in this arena. We're 0-3 at home. We let the city down. This place is special. What hurts is that we didn't get it done at home." Cleveland stormed out. They were 44-25 up with eight left in the second, but Halley had five of his six threes in the period, and the Pacers got within four at the half. Halley said, "We didn't panic after a rough start to the first quarter. We talked about how we knew we had to throw a haymaker, but I thought we weathered the storm the right way when they were knocking us out and got going from there. Indy then shot 14-22 from the field in the third. When they had a 17-2 run, they go up 85-76 for the last quarter. The Cavs shot 38% for the game, 9 for 35 on threes. Mitchell and Garland were 12 of 41, including 4 of 19 from deep. Mitchell's three got the Cavs within three with a minute and a half left, but Indy closed it out by scoring 8 of the last 10 points. Good night, Cavs. Season over. You lose. They were 64 and 18. They were 34 and 7 at home. 5 of those. Obviously, I told you the Pacers beat them twice in a regular season and then 3 times in the playoffs. That is absolutely insane. All right, so like I said, tonight is enormous. 7 o'clock on TNT, the Knicks can close out the Celtics. But the game's in Boston. No Tatum, torn Achilles, surgery done for a year. Boston still favored, laying 4.5. 207.5 is the total. Knicks, as we've said, are up 3-1. They won that game 4 at the Garden on Monday night, and then can win it tonight in Beantown. 9:30, the nightcap on TNT. Dubs and T-Wolves at the Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota, can close out the Warriors, who seldom come out to play. Minnesota up 3-1. They're laying 10.5. 202.5 is the total for that game tonight. Only one Stanley Cup game last night. Granlund with his first career playoff hat trick. And Ottinger made 31 saves. The Stars beat Winnipeg 3-1, taking a commanding 3-1 lead in their conference semi over the Jets. I told you yesterday on Coast to Coast that they would win on the money line and on the puck line. They both hit. Rantanen upped his NHL leading playoff total to 19 points with 9 goals. He had the primary assist on Granlund's second goal that broke a 1-1 tie with 2:08 left in the second period and put the Stars ahead to stay. Granlund did a double fist pump from his knees, then popped up to his skates after the third goal, his fourth in the playoffs, on a power play with 12.5 left in the game. He's 33, had scored multiple goals only one time in his previous 69 playoff games, back for the Wild in 2014. Pete DeBoer, the coach of the Stars, said what he does on the ice is one thing, but the guy oozes leadership. Our Finnish group, he's kind of the elder statesman of that group. They got Granlund and Rantanen, both forwards from Finland, through trades during the season. Granlund said, obviously Mikko, he's been playing in such an incredible level, and I'm sure he's going to keep doing that, but obviously we needed some help, and hopefully that in the next game it might be someone else, but all that matters is trying to get these wins, and we got it done. Game 5 is at Winnipeg on Thursday when the Stars led their first chance to advance to the Western Final. For the third year in a row, Ehlers scored for the Jets, who have lost all 5 of their road games this postseason. That's really unbelievable. The primary assist on the third Granlund goal came from another Finn, Heskinen, the standout defenseman, back in the lineup for the first time since January 28th after missing the last 32 games and first 10 playoff games because of a knee injury. They just got it done. And the bottom line is they've been kicking the Jets' ass, particularly the 2 games in Dallas. And then they won that first game in Forellabag. So they can go back up there and close it out. Let's see if they can get it done. Any way you slice it, I've been saying Stars and Oilers in the Western Final since the playoffs started. The games tonight are enormous. Panthers and Leafs at the Scotiabank in Toronto at 7 o'clock on ESPN. The series is tied at 2s after the Panthers won games 3 and 4 in Sunrise in South FLA with all of that gorgeous honk, honk, honk. Now they're back north of the border in Ontario. Toronto hosting game 5. There's still dogs, plus 115. Florida favored at minus -135. Then at 9:30, the nightcap on ESPN. The Oilers can close out the nights at the T-Mobile Arena in San Antonio, Mega, beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby. Edmonton, still a dog, up 3-1, +110, Vegas favored, down 3-1 at -130. Should be great games tonight in the Stanley Cup playoffs, I'll tell you what. I went 9-4 with my baseball snags on C2C yesterday. The A's blew out the Dodgers. I had them at +222, 11-1. They get it done at Dodger Stadium. Giants 10-6 over the D-backs at Oracle. Hit both those games. Lost the Yankees. They got walked off 2-1 in 11 innings in Seattle. Hit the Padres. Tatis with a walk-off two-run shot at Petco, 6-4 Friars. Lost the Royals. Astros beat them 2-1. I hit the Rangers 4-1 over the Rockies. Justin Turner with a walk-off hit for the Cubs, 5-4 over the Marlins. I hit that. Braves, I hit. They're 500 now, 5-2 over the Nats in Atlanta. I hit the Mets 2-1 over the Pirates. I lost the Rays, 11-9 win over the Jays. I lost the Reds. White Sox beat them in 10, 5-1. I hit the Tigers, Baez, the walk-off homer in 11, 10-9 over the Red Sox. And I hit the Guardians 2-0 over the Brewers. We got some Brian Daboll today. We got doubleheaders even. Starting at 12:05, the first of two, Twins and Orioles. Game one of the doubleheader at Camden in Baltimore. And it's Oberon Kenobi against Coffee and Kramer for the O's. 1:05, the first of two. Cards and Phillies at the bank in Philadelphia. Fetty and Lizardo there. 1:10, Brewers guards in Cleveland at Progressive. Henderson and Williams. 3:35, the other game of the doubleheader in Camden. Game two, Twins and O's. Woods Richardson, at least, for the Twins. Don't know yet for the O's. 3:45, Diamondbacks and Giants at Oracle. Rodriguez and Hicks. 4:10, Yankees and Mariners in Seattle. Warren against Louis Castillo. 6:15, the second game of the Cards-Phillies doubleheader. Sonny Gray against Aaron Nola at the bank. 6:40, Red Sox-Tigers at Comerica in Detroit. Dobbins against Scooble. He's a badass. Rays-Jays in Toronto at 7:07. Pepiot against the Basset Hound. 7:10 at City, Pirates and Mets. Falter against Clay Holmes. 7:15, White Sox-Reds. Martin against Lodolo. 7:15, Nats-Braves in Atlanta. Parker never loses against the Elder Statesman. 7:40, Marlins and Cubs at Wrigley. Weathers against Jameson. Shots of Tyone. 8:05, Rockies and Rangers at the Globe. Sensatella against Corbin. 8:10, Royals and Astros in Houston. Lorenzen against Gordon. 9:40, Angels and Padres at Petco. Don't call me Jimi Hendrix against Vasquez. And 10:10, A's Dodgers at Chavez Ravine. Gunnar Hoglund against Yamamoto. There's all your baseball on a midweek Where Do You Hurt Wednesday. They keep releasing NFL games on big dates. I know this. The Chiefs are playing the Cowboys on Thanksgiving, and they're also playing Denver on Christmas night in Kansas City. That's everything. I'm live at 3 on Pharrell Coast to Coast on Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid app, and sportsgrid.com/watch. We're also streaming on X at sportsgrid-live. You can get us on smart TVs. Just search Sports Grid on TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs, and you'll find us. We're also on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. We're on radio on Sirius XM Channel 159 and Sports Byline USA. Make sure you get the Pharrell and the Profit app. It's badass. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. Sign up. It's worth it. Everybody's making fat stacks because our picks are kick-ass. Watch Profit plays on there every day to get your picks. Watch Pharrell Unplugged. Watch Pharrell and the Profit. Watch Jim Florentine's comedy specials. You're going to love the app. Pharrell and the Profit. Sign up today. For everything else, go to ProfitableTV.com and PharrellOnTheBench.com. I'll see you at 3 on C2C. Check out.